The contents of the lab report are meant for educational purposes only. They're not meant to be misconstrued as medical diagnosis or treatment advice. Today on the lab report, we're going to talk to Dr. Nigma Talib.
Genius naturopathic doctor and skincare expert to the stars.
I don't understand how we get people
like
her. I
don't either. She's famous.
The world of medicine can be challenging. Clinicians and patients are always looking for more options, more effective treatments, and in the end, more answers. Functional and integrative medicine focuses on addressing root causes of disease. Here at Genova Diagnostics, we've watched this field evolve and grow for over 35 years. We've not only adapted, we've led. Join us as we talk about functional medicine, laboratory testing, and optimizing health. Welcome to the Lab Report.
You watching the March Madness? Enjoying it?
No, I usually do, but I'm not this year, actually. Are you?
Only because I have relatives that are Clemson fans, which has been interesting.
I thought you were just a big IU guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello!
Hi, I'm Michael Chapman. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Patty Devers. How are you?
I am crushing it and living my best life.
Good to hear it.
Yeah.
Good to hear it. Mm-hmm. This is a podcast. It's called The Lab Report. It's brought to you by Genova Diagnostics. Thank you to Genova.
Thank you.
It's where we talk about things like functional medicine, specialty lab testing, integrative therapeutics, and so much more.
And if you want to hear so much more, you've come to the right place.
Yeah.
And if you're new, welcome. And if you're returning, thank you so much for all of your support over the years.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And hopefully you would have gone to iTunes or Spotify, perhaps follow the show, rate, review, share with your friends, give us some stars, that stuff.
Yeah. Give us the feedbacks. You know what I mean? All the different platforms, whatever you're doing. If we can get some feedback, that's great. And if you have additional feedback to give, if you're not feedbacked out, you can send it to podcast@gdx.net. That is our email address.
Yeah, and if you're a consumer out there interested in ordering Genova's products directly yourself, you can head over to Genova Connect. That's connect.gdx.net. There you can access products, order them. We'll ship it right to your front door.
Yeah, maybe you have something going on.
Correct. And then
most of us do. And maybe you don't have something going on, but you want to stop something from going on in the future.
Just a little check-in.
Yes.
But on that website, you can also get connected with a Genova client somewhere in your area to help guide your healthcare.
All right. And if you want to do that, you can also use this promo code just because you're a listener for that reason. Mm-hmm. But you can only do it for one more week.
You said that last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the promo code is TheLabReport20. One more week will get you 20% off. Mm-hmm. And then we're cutting it off, people.
Wow, you're mean.
We're going to stop it. It's going to go from 20 to 19%, I think.
That being said, today's a big day. We've got a huge big deal guest.
Oh,
I'm so excited. So lucky that we get to meet these people, Michael.
Right.
Dr. Nigma Talib is on the show today.
Yeah, I know. And like, not only does she have a tremendous knowledge set that she's going to share, just probably the tip of the iceberg with us with, but she's like famous.
She is famous.
Like,
yeah.
How can you have somebody on the show that's like, oh, I saw you on that Netflix special where you were treating Gwyneth Paltrow. You literally had like Gwyneth Paltrow's face in your hands.
But I will say, she's been a naturopathic doctor for nearly 20 years.
Yes.
And her experience is vast. And she actually loves caring for people, not just Gwyneth Paltrow, like actual real people and changing their lives using root cause medicine. And so we're so glad she's here. We're going to pick her brain,
totally,
go back and all of this knowledge. And I'm excited to meet her.
Yeah. And so with that, I mean, we shouldn't waste any time with our silly banter.
Go get it.
That nobody enjoys anyway. So let's just go ahead and talk to Dr. Nigma Talib. Patty Devers, this is ridiculous.
I can't even imagine. I can't believe this is happening, right?
I know. We've got Dr. Nigma Talib, a highly respected naturopathic doctor based in Beverly Hills, California. She's renowned for her founding role in Healthy Doc clinics with previous locations in West Vancouver, New York, and London. Not only a successful practitioner, Dr. Nigma is also the CEO of her skincare and supplements brand, Dr. Nigma NMD Beverly Hills, which, by the way, has seen successful launches at Irwin, Saks Fifth Avenue, and 111 Press Juicery stores across the nation, just to name a few. Dr. Nigma is also the author of the best-selling book, Reverse the Signs of Aging, Younger Skin Starts in the Gut, showing her passion for creating science-backed supplements and skincare that resonates with consumers all over the world. She was one of the pioneering figures to introduce vitamin supplements to the fashion industry through Net-A-Porter. She has tirelessly supported her profession and colleagues by serving on examination and quality assurance committees for the College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia and currently holds a significant position on the board of California Naturopathic Doctors Association, Commission, where she works on legislation impacting naturopathic doctors in California, like many of my friends. Mm-hmm. Known for her global lectureships, Dr. Nigma regularly contributes as a keynote speaker at seminars such as you might have heard of Goop Health.
Heard of it.
And Business of Fashion, among others, uniting practitioners mm-hmm. from all areas of medicine worldwide. And she even appeared on Netflix's Goop Lab performing a microneedling with PRP treatment on the one and only Gwyneth Paltrow. For her commendable contributions to healthcare as a pioneer in naturopathy, she was recognized by Princeton Global Professional and Business Leaders. Dr. Nigma aims to empower individuals with knowledge that enables them to address their health issues using dietary guidance, supplement advice, and functional laboratory testing. With over two decades' experience, she uses diverse naturopathic modalities, including the principles of Chinese medicine, botanical medicine, clinical nutrition, and more, to provide personalized remedies for her patients. And her expertise extends to specialized innovative laboratory testing alongside standard testing. Her distinct approach and successful treatment protocols make Dr. Nigma a sought-after speaker and educator by healthcare practitioners, media outlets, the general public across the globe, and this podcast called The Lab Report. And with that, thank you
welcome,
so much, Dr. Nigma.
Dr. Nigma Talib.
You guys are, what a lovely introduction.
Well, I will
that
say,
feels like the whole podcast.
I know, we're done.
Well, I will say, Dr. Nigma, whenever we have a naturopathic doctor on the show, I'm always outnumbered. I was conventionally trained and then came to functional medicine. So Michael's in his glory. He's just so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Another naturopath, right? So that being said, what initially made you choose naturopathic medicine? And over your many years in practice, how have you seen that field evolve?
You know, it started for me at a very young age. I was about 8 years old, 9 years old, where, you know, I kept getting, you know, eczema breakouts and really bad digestion. And I went to every possible doctor. My father took me to gastroenterologists mm-hmm. and, you know, the same medication was given each time. It would work for, you know, a couple of months, but then would go back to square one again. And I remember I used to always volunteer at senior citizen centers. I would always want to take care of them. You know, I would do that in my free time when I was a young kid. I would go to different charitable organizations and just really get involved with, you know, helping the elderly. And I was always interested in health and well-being and thinking, you know, when I get older, I want to feel like a optimal, you know, 80, 90-year-old. I don't want to be struggling, you know, but what is the solution for that? What do we need to do? And as I kept seeing these different practitioners, I kept seeing this Band-Aid approach
mm-hmm. right.
and realizing that it was suppressing the symptom, but not getting to the root cause. I grew up with my grandmother feeding me turmeric and honey mm-hmm. when I had
wow.
a cough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I grew up with that Indian tradition. So I was already, you know, well-versed in some of, you know, using herbs and food as medicine, you know, at a very young age. And my father was really keen on nutrition and would teach us about vegetables and mm-hmm. all of that stuff when I was
wow.
quite young. So
yeah.
that really, I think, shaped me. And then my father researched the best naturopathic doctor in Vancouver for me to go see. And I know you know who he is. His name is Kelly Farnsworth.
Yes, mm-hmm. we do.
And Gaetano Morello. Mm-hmm. And they shortly became very good friends of mine. Not only did they help me when I was, you know, young and injured with eczema and IBS, which was a BS diagnosis, you know, it
yep.
wasn't, you know, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I got very excited and I said, listen, I'm going to do my pre-med and I'm going to be a naturopathic doctor. And not only am I going to be a naturopathic doctor, but I'm going to be the ambassador to this profession because
wow.
we need to be screaming from the rooftops about the benefits of naturopathic medicine. And so there my journey started.
Wow.
Awesome.
Talk about amazing foresight. How
yeah,
lucky
right.
were you to have a dad who would champion this? And how lucky is your profession, Michael, to have her to champion you? Like, that's amazing.
Absolutely. And not just a dad like that, but I will say something about Dr. Nigma, too, because she actually ate the vegetables. I tell my kids about vegetables. I educate all the time, but they don't eat them. Anyway, so let's talk skin. There's a lot of contributors to aging skin. We talk about nutrition all the time, the GI health, toxins. You wrote a book called Young younger skin starts in the gut. And as the skin expert to the stars, what's your approach? Do you always start with the GI tract, or what do you do there?
Yes, I start from the bottom up. And that's the best way to start. And that's what naturopathic doctors start that way, because we are experts at looking at the root cause. And where does the root cause always stem from? The gut. So I don't know if you're aware, but I've been using the Genova testing for since the birth of me becoming a naturopathic doctor.
Nice.
It's the first diagnostic test that I used and currently use. I tried to use different labs, but I wasn't getting, you know, the full gamut of what I needed to put to assess for my patients. Yeah. And I started using the Genova lab tests from a very, like, since I became a naturopathic doctor. And so I always start by doing a stool analysis. I know it's a crappy job, but someone has to do it. And I tell that to the patient. I said, listen, I know you want good skin. And they always tease me and they say, oh, we want skin like yours, Dr. Nigma. I said, well, it's an inside job. And, you know, you need to start from the inside and work your way out. So any treatments I do topically on you are going to work so much better once the gut microbiome is optimal, because your skin barrier resistance is going to get better. The good bacteria are going to reduce the inflammation systemically in the body. So once I explain that to them, they see the results. And actually how it happened was patients, when I started seeing patients in the UK and treating them from the inside, they would notice that they would lose years, in the sense that people would say they looked 5 years younger after getting their gut microbiome completely, you know, rejigged, for lack of a better word. And they would notice that they were aging backwards because they were starting at the level of the gut. Then I would do topical treatments on them, some including, which we'll talk about later. And that would be a double whammy and give them that optimal inside and out treatment. And that's my belief, is that if you don't start on the inside, there's no point in trying to fix the outside, because it's like putting masking tape on top of broken glass. It's going to show eventually.
That's brilliant.
Well done. Yeah.
That's brilliant. This is probably the best case to really push naturopathic medicine, because, you know, the skin is so forward facing and people are going to be very compliant with whatever you're telling them because they want to look and feel better. So I love that. So in addition to the gut microbiome, we know nutrition is important. So are there specific foods that can reverse skin aging? And I'm also going to ask, are there foods you could actually put on your face or on your skin? Like, where do you go with nutrition here?
Yeah, you can actually put food on your face. In my book, Younger Skin Starts in the Gut, I have like a whole area of do-it-yourself facials. You know, when I was a young, struggling university student, I couldn't afford all those face masks. So I just made my own. You know, you can use papaya. They have amazing enzymes in them. Yogurt has good bacteria that support the skin microbiome. So there's like a lot of interesting foods you can put on your skin, but more importantly, it's what you put on the inside. And we look at something called ORAC value. Have you heard of what an ORAC value is?
Yeah, it's sort of the measurement of antioxidant levels, correct?
Yeah, so it's oxygen radical absorbance capacity. It's like a unit that was developed by the National Institute of Health and Aging, and it measures how much antioxidant capacity is in different foods. And based on that antioxidant capability, we choose different foods based on that. You know, blueberries have one of the highest ORAC value, and we've heard that over and over again that blueberries are great. You know, even coffee has a ORAC value, a very high ORAC value, weirdly enough. Broccoli, spinach, carrots, potatoes, they all have a nice amount of ORAC value in them. So pumpkin, any kind of colored vegetables, the more the pigment of color, the more the antioxidant capability, if you want to measure it that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, eating foods that are rich in antioxidants are so key, especially now, you know, our soils are depleted in minerals. We have to unfortunately take nutritional supplements. Well, fortunately and unfortunately, mm-hmm. take vitamins and yeah. supplements. We're not able to get them from food as we used to be able to back in the day. When I first started as a naturopathic doctor, yeah. I would start with food and then recommend supplements as a, that's what it is, a supplementary.
Right.
But it's now really become that almost every human being right now that's living on planet Earth will require vitamins and minerals.
Yeah,
that's interesting, that transition too. I hadn't really thought about that. I've kind of migrated that same sort of way just based on the depletion, but that's very well said. I wanted to ask this question too. You've created a line of skincare products and supplements. Tell us about some of these products, like Serum Number One, and there's some interesting ingredients in there, like marine snail peptides, yeah. And also like yep. light water technology. What can you tell me
what
a little bit
stuff?
About these?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the light water technology was developed by Medina, which is a lab in Switzerland. And they basically looked at using, it's kind of like light molecular weights. It's these molecules that are lighter based, mm-hmm. and they allow for any kind of liquids to be absorbed more quickly into the epidermis. You know, the epidermis of our skin is like a raincoat. So the light water technology was used to enable pushing ingredients like snail peptides and hyaluronic acids, mm-hmm. And the different collagens into the skin, because we found that it's really hard to get nutrients into the skin because of it's a raincoat, right? So that's why we created the light water technology. It's actually Medina that created that technology to take out the heavy isotope molecules that then creates the liquid to push into the skin, for lack of a better explanation. It just increases absorption.
Got it. And that's super interesting.
I wouldn't have thought of that either.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, and it brought me to this question as well. I see this as being so universal, but hydration is such a tricky thing for a lot of people. And like, do you have an approach to teaching people about the importance of hydration in skin?
Yeah, I mean, The key is whatever you're eating, including ingesting, drinking, all of that is going to show up on your skin. And our pancreas requires almost 2 liters of water a day to properly digest our food. And it all it's all based on what the pancreas and the intestines do, the brush border of the small intestine and the large intestine for absorbability of water. It all depends on all of those markers. And if your gut is functioning optimally, you'll be able to absorb nutrients more easily. And water, where there's pollution, there needs to be dilution. Mm. So, you know, we look at all the toxicities in our body and, you know, the fact that our lymphatic doesn't, you know, have its own system of moving toxins out. Water is one of the ways that we can actually increase that lymphatic drainage by allowing that to help dilute any kind of excess toxins that are stuck in phase 2 liver detoxification, for example.
Perfect. Well said, yeah. Well said. Well, in addition to being a naturopath, you also do some really interesting esthetician techniques. Let's talk about some of these specialty procedures that you use. You use light frequencies and radio frequencies for skin resurfacing and tightening. Tell us about these. Like, what are they and how do they work to help resurface the skin?
Yeah, so what I wanted to research as well was what are some of the most incredible techniques that we can use, you know, to help regenerate collagen without side effects, and you know, one of which is radio frequency. Radio frequency is basically it's a procedure of heat from radio frequency, and it's a device that you put on the face topically. You usually use an ultrasound gel to conduct the radio frequency energy into the skin, and it penetrates quite deeply to produce collagen and elastin and also new skin cells. So you can actually use one treatment every week for up to 6 weeks and then do one every month, which is what my patients usually do. They initially start with one a week and then they do it monthly. And that's basically, instead of getting a facial, getting the radio frequency, because you want to continue to increase collagen production and elasticity and obviously increase more skin cells. As we get older, it's harder for us to have skin overturn our skin cells.
That's it.
So this is one way. This is one way to do it. And why not get more collagen? And so you get the tightening, you get the elasticity, and you also get that, you know, that smooth skin as well.
Interesting.
I could make my way to California to come see Dr. Right?
Come on down.
Well, and on that, so on the Goop Lab, you famously gave Gwyneth Paltrow a vampire facial, which many of us might hear that name and not be familiar and be a little bit intimidated, but it was not exactly what I was expecting. Can you tell us exactly what it is and why it's helpful?
I expected a bloodbath, literally. I was like, what in the world? That sounds like a very bloody process.
It's a terrible name.
Yes.
Listen, it's been trademarked, that vampire facial, but microneedling has been out way before the vampire facial name came out. So I'm going to call it microneedling.
Great.
And microneedling is basically, you know, applying needles. It basically is a device that you can use. And it basically contracts the needles in and out of the skin. And it helps actually stimulate collagen production. It helps resurface the skin. It's basically causing micro damage to the skin that stimulates your skin to heal. So it's telling your skin at the deepest layer, hey, fibroblast, come on up to the surface and help us heal, because there's been some damage here. So I don't know if you've ever gotten a burn and then that burn scabs over and then you get beautiful new skin over a period of time. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happens. And you can actually change the depth in which the micro needling goes into the system, into the skin rather. And it's a different system based on under the eyes, you have different settings. Mm. On the forehead, you have different settings. And it treats everything from enlarged pores to fine lines and wrinkles. If your skin is more loose and crepey, or you have acne scars, that is uneven skin tone. And sometimes stretch marks can be helpful. But that is a long-term commitment and regular treatments. The latest that we're seeing is we're seeing some great results with alopecia. Hmm. Wow. And so people who have hair loss due to an autoimmune disease, less so genetic propensity, but any kind of autoimmune disease, we're seeing some great results. And I'm using microneedling with the patient's blood. So I'm using the PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. Mm-hmm. And I'm using that. I'm basically taking their blood, spinning it down, collecting all that platelet-rich plasma that actually helps regenerate the skin. It helps encourage healing of the skin. And they are rich in peptides that actually rejuvenate the skin. So it's a beautiful treatment. And it can come from your own blood.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. So the funny thing is, like, at first, that sounds kind of odd, but then when you explain it, it makes perfect physiologic sense. You know, like it's almost the same as when you exercise to damage muscle, right? And then you're accounting for that, and you're causing stimulation, and not only that, you're providing it with the resources, being the platelet-rich mm-hmm. plasma, to do the job. It does make a ton of physiologic sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we know platelets, their job is they play an important role in healing throughout the body. So they're well known for their clotting abilities, but they contain these growth factors. And those growth factors can trigger cells or tissue stimulation or regeneration, and even like healing areas that have had scar tissue is a really good, you know, anyone who has scarring on their face, I see excellent results with breaking down that scar tissue.
That's a great point.
There's no wonder Dr. Nigma mm-hmm. is responsible for the radiant glow of some of Hollywood's most famous faces. Like, literally the most famous people, Dr. Nigma is responsible for this. Where can people go to learn more or to work with you? I know there are people out there going, oh, well, I'm no Gwyneth Paltrow, but I'd like my skin to be better. How can they find you?
Oh, I mean, listen, I treat all kinds of patients. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's really fun working with Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's also, I have a lot of women that I treat that are really struggling with chronic illness, such as, you know, hormonal deficiencies and perimenopause and menopause, and also women who've had chronic gut issues and have never had it resolved. So, you know, my priority is treating chronic conditions, and the skin treatments just come as a, okay, get this done first, get yourself healthy, and then we can focus on the skin. And most everybody always starts at, you know, the level of the gut and treating. For anyone who wants to find me, it's healthydoc.com.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, Nigma Talib, I mean, this is a masterclass of genius naturopathy for you, Michael.
I have so many questions.
We have a million more questions. But this woman is quite busy, so we'll get her back.
But
I
just wanted to geek out on naturopathic terms, so I'm not going to waste.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. But that being said, Nigma Talib, we're so honored that you spent time with us. But before I let you go, we do have one last question that I'm going to kick to Michael Chapman.
Yeah, so I do have one last question. It's called the fireball. It's a silly, goofy question to end interviews. And being a naturopath, as you know, we are required as part of our creed to love different types of soups. And so I was wondering if you have a favorite specific soup. I'm assuming you like soup, but...
Oh, I love soup, and I try to make a batch every Sunday. And yeah. I just, what I do is I take whatever vegetables are about to go off in my fridge, and I throw them into my Ninja, which I'm obsessed with. I don't work for Ninja in any way, shape, or form. I own two of them, and I'm one person, but that's another story we'll talk about another time. But I throw every vegetable that I have into that. I use a base bone broth. I'll throw some turmeric in there, of course, and I'll put like some ginger, and I'll put some spices in there, all different kind of spices. You know, I can put a little bit of oregano, parsley, and just make this mishmash of a soup, and just, you know, make sure I get my servings of vegetables. Mm. And this way they're cooked, so they're easier to digest for the gut. I've gotten rid of all the excess vegetables in my fridge, so I don't throw them away. And boom, it's a healthy all around.
And yeah. There you go. You
know, and you've got that collagen. You've got that collagen from the bone broth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got that collagen from the bone broth. And I don't know if I, you know, when you were asking me about products, I've created my own collagen powder.
Oh, nice.
As well. So I'll have to send you some, because it is a real game changer. It's called Beauty Collagen Cocktail.
Wow.
And I just add that to my protein smoothie every day, and along with my liposomal vitamin C. You know, I have basic skin products from the inside that I take every day. That's really, really help. But see, definitely a soup with bone broth base is a must.
Oh yeah.
Spoken
yeah.
like a naturopath. Yeah. I love that. I love this answer. That's so awesome.
And we'll link to the products as well.
Oh, for sure. Notes, yeah. Oh, for sure. We'll link. Well, I want to encourage all the listeners to check out healthydoc.com. And like Michael said, we're going to link to all Dr. Nigma's products in our show notes. And again, we're honored to meet you, Dr. Nigma Talib. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Man, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that to chat with somebody who's
so worldly,
doing that kind of work?
Such like important work, not only in Hollywood, but for normal people everywhere.
And we don't do a lot of like kind of checking out some of the other therapeutics that we're not as familiar with. Mm-hmm. And so hearing some of that is super interesting as well. Like I said, it kind of harkens back to me to some of the original older kind of in naturopathic medicine, we call them like natural hygiene techniques, hydrotherapy, stuff like that. And so it's good to know like that there's all this innovation happening as well.
But I also love the fact that she's introducing to people the importance of the gut and skin health,
yeah.
and really starting with the gut. That's like basically the root of everything we do here on this podcast and in functional and precision medicine. We always talk about things starting in the gut. She's a perfect example of showing that to the world, especially Hollywood. And you think, oh, these are glamorous people. You know, there's some crazy skincare product. No, she always starts with the gut, which I find fascinating.
Yeah. Well, they are just people.
They are just people. You're right.
Right. And that's one of the things too, is like, we've kind of gotten a chance to rub elbows with some people that I never thought I'd be able to rub elbows with.
Agreed.
At the end of the day, you're like, oh, they're just people. It's
probably
just people being people.
People having to start with the gut. People with gut issues. That's who they are.
like we all do. Next time on the Lab Report, spring break.
Michael's going to see the eclipse.
That's right.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah. So we won't be here next week, but we'll be back in two.
That's right.
Enjoy your time off, people. Your time off from us.
You've been listening to the Lab Report. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to our podcast, rate us, and leave us a review. To learn more about Genova Diagnostics, visit our website at gdx.net. There you'll find information on specific testing, educational resources, and how to connect with our show. Call us at 1-800-522-4762 or email us at podcast@gdx.net.
Yeah, somehow we were able to pull this off despite the fact with all the construction happening like right next door.
What's going unheard and unseen is that there's a lot of construction happening literally right outside this podcast room.
Yeah. there you go. That's what's happening.
We're trying to record in between. We
have to edit around.
And saws. It's crazy.
I mean,
what the heck is happening?
I feel like they're right above us. Are they in the room?
How are we going to do this recording?
I don't know. We have to
it's
do it.
It's entertaining, though.